Many Canadians are returning to some kind of normalcy, and it might be feeling weird. Psychologist, author, parenting relationship expert Sarah Dimmerman joining us on Canada Now. Sarah, it's great to speak with you again. It's been a while.
It has been a while. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Sarah. Thank you for asking. Yeah. I hope you're doing the same. So how did it feel, more specifically, how did it feel for you to hug a friend for the first time in 15 months?
Yeah, so I think you're referring to a blog that I just posted on my site, where I talk about, as you said, that I hugged a friend for the first time in 15 months. It felt, you know, as you used a good word, weird. So it felt wonderful, but it also felt strange. And, you know, I was aware of how close my face was to my friend's face. I was aware that both of us had been double vaccinated, so that gave me this sense of feeling a little bit protected. Because we've been stuck in our cocoons and our bubbles, and we've learned very well. I used to be a very huggy kissy person whenever I saw friends, and so it always felt strange, especially at the beginning. You know, we really had to distance ourselves when we were even seeing people at all. And now that we're back into being able to maybe come a little bit closer and hug people, you know, with some caution, I'm feeling a little bit of ambivalence and thinking, you know, do I really want to go back to this? And do I want to hug everybody? You know, where do I draw the line?
Well, those that would be extroverted, like yourself, those that would be introverted, what have you seen as far as the people that you have talked to are concerned, you know, about those who have described themselves in the past as extroverted, those who are introverted, maybe becoming even more so, or maybe this has helped them in society because there aren't these mandatory pleasantries that they once had been forced into.
The introverts, my clients who are introverts and people that I know have said that COVID has been fantastic for them because they've been able to stay at home, to work if they're working, to not have to socialize, especially people who suffer from social anxiety as well, not just the introversion, which is more of a temperament, but social anxiety where people are afraid to be in social situations or how to conduct themselves. COVID has really given them a big break. And so for people who were or are very socially anxious, it's the thought of going back into a work environment or back into social situations is not something that they're looking forward to. On the other hand, some people who were more introverted have felt that it was maybe even a bit too much, and they're actually looking forward to going out a little bit more. So it's changed their perception of what they want. People who were previously more extroverted and loved being around people, for a lot of those people, it's been really, really tough knowing that they can't be around people as much and knowing that they can't be in social situations. And for some extroverts, going back into this new normal, as I call it, is something that they're really looking forward to and embracing. But for others who had thought of themselves as being extroverted, many are saying, you know what, I'm not as extroverted as I thought I was. I've actually really enjoyed time on my own. I've really enjoyed not having to create these plans all the time and just hang out in my own home with my own family, perhaps. And so it's been a time of a lot of, you know, reflection and thinking about, am I really enjoying being as extroverted as I typically am? Do I want to tone it down? Or if I've previously been more introverted, you know, not being able to be with people at all, has that made me want to be a little bit more outgoing? So it's really changed people in many different ways.
You know, I think about like, oh, we're going to go back to normal. We're going to go, you know, we're going to go to work and we're going to maybe take public transit. Like when I start to think about that and start listing all the things that we haven't been doing that we will do that maybe we don't necessarily want to do, I tend to feel overwhelmed. Like when I think about the list of all the things that we will one day be doing again that I don't necessarily want to do again, must we remind ourselves to gradually move into the next stage instead of jumping into everything all at once?
Absolutely. I think, as you said, you used a good word, being overwhelmed or anxious at the thought of everything opening up. And that's, I mean, the gradual reopening is allowing us to not have to jump in and go and jump into the deep end. But I think that things will change because a lot of people, especially in working environments, people who are working, so many people that I speak to, and even if you look at online surveys, you find that I think recently I saw something like 84% of people that were surveyed want some kind of a hybrid model in terms of return to work. So they don't have to go into work every day. And a lot of that is, as you said, about the commuting. People have really appreciated not having to spend extra time beating traffic, or even the time that they've spent, or even just the pressure and the stress of being in traffic or having to commute. They've saved a lot of money. I know it's not been good for commuter, you know, PTCs and those kind of places, but for the public, it's been great not having to take that. So yes, I think gradually weaning yourself in and knowing that, in fact, things may not go back to what they were. They won't go back to entirely normal. They'll go back to this new normal. And I think it's an opportunity for people who were working in an office environment, for example, full time, to be able to say to the powers that be, you know, I found that I've been incredibly productive by working from home, more productive than when I'm in the office, and I'd really prefer not to return to work full time. And so can we look at a different option? I'm hoping that organizations and people that run organizations will be more open to that. I personally am really struggling with the idea of even starting to see people in person, not because I am afraid, because I'm doubly vaccinated. I think a lot of my clients are too. But because, you know, a client recently asked me if I'd see her in person, and I thought, oh, that's more limiting, because now when I'm online, I could go to Florida or any place I want and do my work from wherever I am in the world. But if I'm committing to seeing people in person, I need to be in one place. So I think even that is making people rethink what they want. And the feeling of being overwhelmed and everything that they have to take on, if we go right back, and as I said, I don't think we need to go back fully. We need to kind of embrace what we have and think about how we can adapt more of this hybrid model.
You know, and every once in a while over the course of the pandemic, when we'd start to maybe feel sorry for ourselves and our situations, of course, we remind ourselves that the situation could be worse. But I think what has helped us as well is that we say, look, everyone else in the world is going through the same thing that we're going through. We might arrive at different conclusions based on our comfort and what we decide to do, but the process is the same pretty much for everybody. The pandemic is global.
Yeah. It's totally. I mean, I think it's the first time in history that everybody in the entire world is experiencing the same experience to, as you said, a lesser or a greater degree. I mean, there are obviously countries that are suffering more. There are families that are suffering more, whether it be through getting COVID or businesses, you know, dissolving because of not being able to be open, that kind of thing. But we're all fighting the same cause. We're all fighting to try to eliminate COVID and to stay healthy. And so now when travel reopens and you go someplace, you don't have to say, well, we've been in this lockdown for 15 months or 18 months or whatever it is at the time, because we all speak that common language now. And I think there's something incredibly bonding about that. And I wish that we could get on track with that, with everything else in terms of like politics and warfare and all that stuff, in terms of everybody being on the same side. I think, you know, there's been many wonderful things, and I've written a lot about the good things that have come out of COVID. And I think this is one of them in terms of everybody bonding over this common experience.
Sarah, when we last spoke, it was about the new website that you put together, refertome.ca, to combat the mental health crisis and managing our overall well-being. How's that going?
It's great. I'm finding that medical doctors, for example, are signing up because they want to find other professionals, mental health and allied professionals, that they can refer their patients to, or people who are in private practice that have full practices are signing up because they want to be able to find other people to refer to. And for the most part, it's free for most people to sign up for. Just there's a small fee for people who are wanting people to refer to them. But it's growing every day, and I think it's providing a much-needed service. So thank you for asking about that.
Of course, and everybody needs to know about it. Refertome.ca, psychologist, author, parenting relationship expert. It's always a pleasure. It's been too long. We can't let that happen again, Sarah. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jeff. Take care.
All right, Sarah. Take care as always.